Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It is Tuesday, September the 4th, 2012. Hope you had a wonderful Labor Day weekend. My thanks to my friends and media colleagues for holding down the fort while I was at home recovering from hernia repair surgery. Ouch. No, it wasn't all that bad. Thanks to Dan Shearer, the Green Valley News and Sahuarita Sun, Tom Collier, Mark Evans of TucsonCitizen.com, and Sarah Garrett Gaston of the Arizona Daily Star for handling the show in a very professional manner. I am back and ready to get things rolling on the Buckmaster Show here on AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We stream the show live at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com, and you can hear our programs anytime, anywhere by visiting buckmastershow.com, tucsonsentinel.com, tucsoncitizen.com, and our latest outlet, gvnews.com, the website for the Green Valley News and Sahuarita Sun. There's now a link to our program there. We are live during the noon hour each weekday. September is Food Bank Awareness Month. I am joined in studio by the head of the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona, Bill Carnegie. We'll talk to Bill in a few moments. 20 minutes past the hour, certified financial planner Shelley Fishman has the Tuesday Moneymaker Report for us. 30 minutes past the hour, the Buckmaster Show contributor on consumer affairs, Tom Collier, is with us, and then we'll close out the show with the Buckmaster Show Arts Report with our arts contributor, Margaret Regan. She is the arts editor of the Tucson Weekly. We encourage you to join in the conversation on the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040, or you can visit us on Facebook, Bill Buckmaster. If you have a question, you can put it on Facebook, and we'll get it on the air for you. Well, Americans throw away up to 40% of their food every year, cramming landfills with at least $165 billion worth of produce and meats at a time when hundreds of millions of people suffer from chronic hunger globally. That, according to a new report from the National Resources Defense Council. September is National Hunger Action Month, so it is good time to bring in Bill Carnegie. Mr. Carnegie heads up the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona. Bill, how are you?
I'm quite well, Bill, and I feel honored to be on the show on your first day back.
Yeah, first day back, ready to go, back in the saddle again, and you have a very busy month ahead of you. You know, before we talk about your calendar, what about that report? My goodness, we throw away tons of food.
Oh, I know. And, you know, here in Southern Arizona, we recover probably about, well, that's going to be around 20 million pounds of food a year that otherwise would be thrown away. And, you know, it's unsaleable items in stores. It's produce that comes across the border that doesn't get sold. And, you know, we turn it around as quickly as we can to get it on the tables of people in need all across Southern Arizona.
And restaurants and, of course, other fast food service outlets, they have a very steep food waste-related loss. Is there anything that can be done about that?
Well, there's some donor protection laws, but there's a lot of people that or organizations, restaurants, businesses that don't really want to donate things that are prepared or otherwise might get them into some legal trouble because the donor protection laws have never been tested. So there's some reluctance on the business community to donate that food. Now, Arizona did just pass an interesting law for growers. You know, people that they're growing lettuce or whatever in the state of Arizona, where they can claim 100% of the value of that product as a tax-deductible donation in the state. So there's some things moving forward that's going to help us recover more food, but there's still, you know, there's a huge problem with waste out there.
Bill Carnegie is with us. Bill is the CEO. Is it CEO or are you the executive director?
It's actually the
CEO, president, and executive director.
Right,
how about all
three? And chief bottle washer. I told someone the other day.
Of the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona. It used to be Community Food Bank of Tucson. You expand, you go into many counties in Southern Arizona and the areas that our listening audience covers because this is a very strong station. You go into Graham County, Santa Cruz,
Greenlee, Cochise. Yeah, we cover five Southern Arizona counties and currently assisting about almost 240,000 people a month here in Southern Arizona.
One more thing before we talk about action, Hunger Action Month, getting back to that, the use by and sell by dates, those are not federally regulated in this country except for poultry and infant formula.
Right.
So perhaps if some, a lot of that stuff is just thrown away by the consumer. Before they throw that away, maybe give it to the food bank? Would that be okay?
Sure. We inspect everything that comes in. And typically what happens when it has a best use by date on it, what happens there is the nutritional value starts to break down a little bit. So the whoever manufactures that can't claim that it meets the same standard. It's still good product to eat and can certainly help people, right here in our community. So we would encourage anyone to donate anything that might be in their pantry that they haven't used in a year or two. And as long as it's not bulging and looks like it's ready to explode or something like that, then sure, go ahead and donate it.
Your new campaign, 30 Ways in 30 Days, overall campaign for the month of September. It's a Hunger Action Month, all sorts of activities going on coming up this September the 6th, I think that's Thursday, Go Orange Day.
Yeah, we want
to. I'll have to see if there's anything in my wardrobe that is actually orange. Well, I don't know if I'd have anything orange.
I'm actually the national vice chair for the Hunger Action Month, and I went to a local costume shop and I got a prison outfit to wear at this conference. So a bright orange on stage jumpsuit.
Oh, man.
So I don't know what that's a little over the top, but we are asking people to wear orange to promote hunger awareness in our community, and actually that's going all across the United States. We're asking people to wear orange. There's some, like the capital of Virginia is going to be lit up orange that night. We were going to light up or a mountain here, and because of the traffic pattern of the airport, we couldn't do that, but. And we thought about painting the A orange, but apparently
might not go over very well.
That wasn't well received. So we're just asking people to wear orange that day.
Bill Carnegie is with us from the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona. We're talking about Hunger Action Month 2012. Give us an overall view of how this year has gone here as we come up now to the three-quarter month mark of the year.
Well, as you can imagine, we're seeing more and more people every month as the economy still lags. 4 years ago, we were helping about 100,000 people a month, actually a little bit less than that. Today, somewhere around 240,000. So our work has just really increased. The need here is significant, and we really need our community to pull together, especially going into the holidays. We encourage people to do food drives. If they can send in a financial contribution, that'd be great. If they want to come down and volunteer, we can use the help.
You have a hunger walk coming up, too, that we want to tell folks about. This will take part several locations this year.
Right. Yeah, we're doing it an evening walk in Nogales, a walk in Green Valley here in Tucson, and also in Marana. And that's going to take place on the 29th of September. Online registration through our website, which is communityfoodbank.org. And right on our homepage, we actually have, it's kind of scrolling through the screen there, but we have a Hunger Action Month calendar that gives people ideas about other ways that they might be able to get involved with us during the month.
And I feel so privileged, Bill Carnegie, that on the 4th of September, my name is on your calendar. Listen to the food bank, represented on the Bill Buckmaster Show at noon. And thanks for putting us in there.
Hey,
a little bit of a plug.
Yeah.
AIA Construction, I guess donate a can is what that one's about, and that's the same day as the Hunger Walk on September 29th.
Right. There's a bunch of architectural firms that are doing a construction project at Park Place Mall, so you can go out there and watch them build some structures that ultimately all the cans that are in there are going to go to local families in need, but we should see some interesting designs this year.
The last time we had someone from the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona, we had our friend Jack Paris here on the program, and he was saying there's always a need for peanut butter.
Oh.
what is that about peanut butter?
Well, it's just it's a highly nutritious product.
I mean, I love peanut butter.
And so do I, and so does everyone else. It's a great item for when a child gets home from school. If there's no one there, that's something easy where they can prepare a snack on a slice of bread or something like that to have something to eat. We put peanut butter in every food box that we make every month, so we're using between 30,000 and 40,000 jars a month. So there's always a need for peanut butter. water, and we always are very appreciative when we receive that in a food drive.
And again, the website is communityfoodbank.org, and I want to get back to that again. If someone's thinking of throwing away food, which we started this interview talking about the tons of food thrown away in this community, do check the expiration date. If you're throwing it away because it's the food product has expired, think about giving it to the food bank rather than putting it in the garbage.
Right. And also, you know, we take anything. It's whether it's dry, refrigerated, or frozen. We're just like a regular grocery store out there. And no matter what it is, we'll take it. But we, of course, we'd like refrigerated or frozen product brought right to us at the food bank. And we'll expect it, make sure it's okay, and get it right out to a local family in need.
You know, I saw on the news today food bank food stamps, folks that are on the food stamp program, at a record level. I guess that's a correlation with the economy and what you're saying about your need.
Right. And we're also, the last week of September, starting September 24th, we're having a SNAP challenge, which is the food stamp program. We're asking people to register on our website and try to live on $4 a day, because that's what hundreds, if not thousands, of people in this community do every day. So it's a great challenge where you can experience hunger for yourself or your family and know what other people are suffering with.
And a quick, I know, Rose, we have to wrap it up, but someone did ask on Facebook, Bill, about children going to bed hungry. They don't perform well at school, do they?
No, they don't. And there's, you know, a hungry child really just struggles with, you know, certainly learning. If they go through their life hungry, they really become, you know, they're sick more at work. There's just all kinds of consequences that come with that. It's harder for them to get jobs and continue. So, if we can provide food to kids in school today, and we have programs that do that. So it's critically important.
Okay, Rose, you can bring up the bumper music now. And we really like the Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona. The website, communityfoodbank.org. Bill Carnegie, thanks. Keep up the good work, Bill. Thanks a lot.
Bill, thank you, and welcome back.
Thank you very much. Shelley Fishman is next. Shell, do you have a big smile on your face? Nah, not quite. All right, he's next.
From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowland Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchases, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
For 5 years, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways, with more than a dozen projects underway, including the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, SunExpress, and SunShuttle neighborhood service. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received 2 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
My name is Mark Layton, and I'm the IT guy over at O'Neill Printing. In order to serve my Tucson clients, I've got to be able to quickly receive files up to 10 gigs in size. That's why we made the switch to Cox Business. We used to have an internet connection that could barely handle more than 2 file uploads at a time. With Cox Business, our connection is 10 times faster, and our bill is 40% less. Now that's what I call a no-brainer.
Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com.
Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial services professional located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. The opinions voiced on this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
It's 12:20 now on the Buckmaster Show. Welcome back. I am Bill Buckmaster, back in the saddle again on AM 1030. Who sang that song? Was it Roy Rogers, Back in the Saddle Again?
Do you remember that? It might have been Roy. It was before my time.
Oh, okay.
Shelley, you believe that?
Good to see you, Shell.
Good to see you. Welcome back.
Thank you so much. The big news happening today, everybody's uncertain about the global economy.
Yeah, I agree. Everybody's uncertain about the global economy. I just disagree that it's big news. It's just kind of the same thing over and over and over again. The day started off miserable in the markets because of some bad consumer demand, and also manufacturing numbers. In fact, some pretty bad manufacturing numbers, some shrinkage. The day is now positive, as of last time I checked. So not positive on the Dow, but positive on the S&P and the NASDAQ. So things seem to have evened out a little bit on the day. Clearly, what's going on in the rest of the world is going to affect the U.S. economy. We have very little control over it, of course. And, you know, when you have no control, you feel kind of victimized by what other people are doing. It appears critical that the European Central Bank is going to interfere in some way in the economies of the countries that are in the most trouble in the Eurozone. And, you know, we think that will be as early as next week.
In Europe, Moody's Investors Service is warning it could downgrade the credit rating of the entire European Union. That's not good news.
No, but it didn't even make the news today. It just is not. Again, it's like sending somebody a letter saying, "I'm going to call a lawyer on you." Yeah, you know, the people who really call the lawyers, call the lawyers.
Right. My next call is to an attorney, right?
Right.
Yeah, that one always gets you going.
Yeah. I really think that it's important to understand how uninfluential the rating services have become because of their poor performance prior to the big recession in 2008. It is important now to know that the entire Eurozone is being dragged down in terms of credit ratings by what's going on in Greece and Portugal and Spain, and to some extent in Italy. But it's also important to know that what's going on is really very, very political, and it has to play itself out politically. Angela Merkel cannot give in until the very last minute. Europe has to come to the brink, and the Greeks can't give in until the very last minute either. So they're playing, this dance of death with each other. The rest of the world is kind of watching in horror. I assume there's some possibility that Greece could leave the European Union. Very little possibility that Spain or Italy would, not the European Union, the Eurozone. Mm-hmm. The really good article in the Sunday Times magazine just the day before yesterday talking about this. When Americans write about it, they write about it as if they are, strictly speaking, on economic terms and in terms of what the markets are talking about. When Europeans write about it, they talk about the reason for the European Union and the Eurozone, and why these countries did this to begin with. And I really don't think we quite understand the emotional connection that Europe has to make sure that what happened during the 19th and 20th centuries is not repeated in the 21st century and going forward. The Europeans care very much about interdependence and making sure that they never blow that continent apart again. And so, you know, we have to be looking at what's going on in Europe with, I think, a view toward that ethos rather than, hey, you know, it's a crisis and they're not dealing with it as well or as aggressively as they need to be.
Shelley Fishman is with us, certified financial planner. Shelley, here's a headline for you in USA Today. Stocks face a September full of promise and peril.
I guess that
could be a headline that you could put stocks face an October put your month in there.
Traditionally, September is a problematic month. The last couple of years it hasn't been. So, there are people who try to find meaning in all of this stuff. I really believe we are at a level in the market where we're going to wind up the year. You know, we're going to have some ups and downs. We had 100 up on Friday, had 100 down this morning. Now we're neutral. You're going to continue to see that bouncing around until some of these crises begin to get substantive resolution. I think Bernanke is going to take some additional easing action at the Fed. I think Draghi is going to do the same thing in Europe. I think you'll see something like a Eurobond or some way to tie the strong economies of Europe to the weaker ones in such a way that it looks like it's a lot more stable than it looks right now.
Now, as a certified financial planner, you care utmost about your clients. So what does all this mean, this global uncertainty, for your clients and potential clients?
Well, to the extent that we're invested in bonds and stocks, then you understand that a lot of the demand for businesses' products is created internationally. And, you know, 20% of our trading, our exports, go to Europe. So when Europe gets sick, that's going to affect our manufacturers. Now, also a slowdown in emerging markets. And, you know, it is a slowdown, even though it's a slowdown from, say, 12% in China to 8% in China. That's still a slowdown. And so that is going to affect our major manufacturers' ability to grow and to hire new people here. So everything that happens around the world is so interconnected anymore that it's impossible to talk about one economy without really talking about the entire world. And it's not going away, Bill. That's the way it's going to be.
Folks who are listening, perhaps for the first time, hearing this guy, Shelley Fishman, who is he?
Oh.
a little bit about your background, Shelley.
Okay. Well, I've got an MBA from Fordham University. I've got a CFP, which is a Certified Financial Planner certification. I've been around the business world now for 40 years, run a couple of businesses, done some work in very, very large businesses, and also run some smaller businesses with 8 or 10 people and some with 40 or 50. And when I started off my business career, I was working for what was then the largest company in the world, AT&T. So I've seen the full range. I've been involved in the finances of businesses, again, for 30 years. So I've been doing individual financial planning and investments now for a decade.
And folks can find you where?
At Pyramid Federal Credit Union, 795-7950. That's the place that houses me, where I have my offices.
I hear such good things about Pyramid.
Great place to do your banking.
They have if someone did like a consumer rating service on Pyramid, they probably would get very high marks. People do speak very highly of them.
Yeah, growing like crazy. It's a great credit union.
And folks can also go to the buckmastershow.com website. We have all of our supporters up there, and there's a link to Shelley as well. That might be the best way to get a hold of you.
It's always a good way. Hit the contact me, and I get an email instantly.
All right. Thanks, Shelley. Have a great week.
You too, Bill. Welcome back.
Thanks.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial, Pyramid Federal Credit Union, or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is a financial planner located at Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance products offered through LPL Financial or its licensed affiliates. Investment and insurance products are not NCUA insured, not credit union guaranteed, and may lose value.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Obama says the election in 2 months is a chance to close the gap between what Americans should be and what it is right now. He campaigned today in Virginia. Mitt Romney's Republican running mate, vice presidential nominee Paul Ryan, stumping today in Ohio. A Pentagon official says a former Navy SEAL's insider account of the raid that killed Osama bin Laden spilled some secrets. Pentagon Press Secretary George Little says an official review of the book has determined that it reveals what he calls sensitive and classified information. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. Heading into the final 30 minutes of today's trading, the Dow down about 22 points, while the NASDAQ is up 14, the S&P better by 2. More details at srnnews.com.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Let Karimi Oriental Rugs keep your valuable rugs looking like new with Arizona's finest cleaning, repair, and restoration. Karimi specializes in restoring antique, silk, and Navajo rugs with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Stop by Karimi Oriental Rugs at East Fort Lowell and Dodge and say hello to owner-operator Amir Karimi. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. It's KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing, people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union, improve your financial life.
Welcome back, 12:34 on the Buckmaster Show, and this portion of Buckmaster, presented by Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. Splendido is a true continuing care retirement community. Splendido is so excited about what they're offering, they want to buy you breakfast at the Hilton Tucson East, Thursday, September the 20th at 9:30 in the morning. Go out there, have a nice breakfast, and learn all about Splendido. RSVP, they would like you to say, I heard about it on the Buckmaster Show. 762-4090, 762-4090. Their website is SplendidoTucson.com. Joining me now, Tom Collier. Mr. Collier, the consumer affairs contributor to the Buckmaster Show, and he was doing an able job and very nice job last a week ago today.
Oh, you're sitting so kind.
Sitting in for Mr. Buckmaster.
Looks like all those Get Well cards did their job.
Yeah, I'm feeling my oats today, raring to go. And Tom, thanks for sitting in.
Oh, sure. It was
and
great.
You want to be in movies?
I wouldn't mind it again.
Yeah, why not? Resurrect your cinema career.
Once and only cinema career. Tucson for a long, long time was a center for movie making, and that kind of seems to have gone away. But this month there are auditions for extras for an action film that's going to be filmed in the Nogales area. Hmm. There has been publicity about it, and they're looking for this motion picture company is looking for about 300 extras.
Really, that many?
To appear in this motion picture, yeah. Hmm. And supposedly they may have a need for about 10 to 20 children too. And so this is one of those areas where there's a lot of opportunity to scam people based on their vanity and their ambition. But
what kind of picture is it?
Don't know. Oh. They just describe it as an action movie. Oh. So my suspicion is with 300 extras that they're either going to be innocent bystanders, and those don't last very long in the motion picture, or it's just up to speculation. Yeah. The motion picture company, the casting director has said that it is not a family movie, so you may take that for what that's worth. But they want these 300 extras. And anyway, the casting call is the very, very first casting call, according to the information that the company's putting out, is going to be at the Tucson Marriott University Park. That's the one at 2nd Street and Euclid
over by the university.
By and that's on the 14th of September from about 11 to 4. And this is one of those stand-in-line things.
I mean,
you just go and you stand in line, and presumably they'll let the line go until
Well, if they need 300 extras, sure. There'll probably be at least 3,000 people at least.
Yeah, there will be a second casting call in Nogales the next day on September 15th, and that's at the Best Western Hotel there on Shell Road from 11 to 3. And this is an area, like I said, where a lot of people can get scammed and have been scammed simply on the basis of their vanity. Mm-hmm. One of the areas where this occurs is you'll get people who are saying, well, you need to have a portfolio. You need to have a bunch of headshots, which are these essentially glorified mug shots with soft focus, and they're extensively photoshopped to make you look your best. I know that from personal experience. I require a lot of photoshopping. But at any rate, this is an area where people will spend, up to $1,000, maybe even more on that, to get this portfolio in a lovely imitation leatherette that they can take down.
Sure.
Well,
they won't
look at that. At this particular casting call, they're not going to look at that because they want you to stand in line and they'll have their own photographer.
Mm-hmm.
So the headshots are going to be done at the casting call if you are, I suppose, nose to the left, yes is to the right. So there's no need to spend that type of money getting a portfolio done of artistic photos of yourself or of your children. Now, the call said that they do need perhaps 10 to 20 children, but do not bring the kids because standing in line in the heat is going to be cranky and the kids are not going to be – you can bring pictures of them if you think your children might qualify for this particular casting call. But once again, bring pictures of my – oh, my gosh, we got to get pictures of little the little scion of the family. And so here we go. We're going to spend a couple of $1,000s on pictures and photos and costumes. And you don't need to do that.
Tom Collier with us on the Buckmaster Show. He's our consumer affairs editor. And the big news in the consumer affairs arena is the report concerning organic foods.
Right. The Food and Drug Administration, the USDA the USDA and the FDA have issued a report on the difference between organic and inorganic foods. Is there a difference? Well, there is, by definition, a difference in the way they're raised. Before you can put the organic label on supermarket foods, you have to be able to testify and assert that you have abided by the FDA's regulations regarding pesticide. That also applies to items which are put together from ingredients that are organic too. Obviously, you don't go out to the bread tree and pick a loaf of bread. It has to be made with
really?
Organic.
Oh, really? I thought that's where it came from.
Well, we'll talk to you about the spaghetti, okay. the spaghetti harvest in Italy. But you know, the ingredients that go into those items have to be organically grown and processed. So that's part of the definition. But it's about 4% of total food sales in the United States,
and it's growing. That market is really growing.
It's a multi-billion dollar market, which is why you're seeing a lot of the major food producers, the major food manufacturers, and those companies that make processed foods and put them on the shelves getting into this business. But back to the bottom line of this study, essentially the study said there's no real difference.
Nutritional value.
The real difference is in one area, which is where detection of residues of pesticides are lower in people who consume consistently organic foods than there are people who just, you know, ordinarily buy processed foods.
And to a lot of people, that's a huge issue.
Well, it is. It's a personal choice, mm-hmm. you know. But the study goes on to say that those people who don't eat organic food, the residues are well within what they consider the safe level. Well, some people say, well, what's safe? None is safe. So that's,
what about taste, though, between the two?
Well, you pay your money, you take your chances. Uh-huh. You know, I mean, this is a fight. This is a – and it is a fight, which goes all the way back to the 1970s. I mean, I remember as a consumer reporter when I was, back in the 1970s when this issue came up, there was a fight between organic and inorganic vitamins, supplements. You know, it was natural. Natural versus artificial. And this fight dates all the way back to then. And it's just one of those things where it's a battle between, my PhD can beat up your PhD and my study can beat up your study. And you really have to decide which one you want to go with. I go back to the argument that I remember hearing in this discussion of organic or natural vitamins versus manufactured vitamins, and there was this big argument about how the valence bonds are easier to break and reassemble. You know, well, I made a C in chemistry, and I'm proud of that chemistry C, but I also know that there are two major theories about how molecules assemble and reassemble, and valence bonds is only one of them, and it's a theory. So I realized that as a bunch of shuck and jive, if you will, a bunch of verbal dazzle to try to get people to justify spending more for a product.
You know, Tom, I think this organic argument, people who believe in the organics and they do believe it tastes better, it's healthier for you, I doubt if this report's going to really influence those people.
I agree with you.
It's almost like it's such a passion.
It is, and it's a question of what you believe, not what the facts will substantiate in this particular instance. And we are a society which is moving in that direction. You know, I have my beliefs. Don't confuse me with facts.
Yeah, but it is important to point out that, and they did research this, the nutritional value. This study's been going on a long time, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, it's long enough for it to have a substantial, scientific credibility factor. The the conclusions that they draw are certainly substantiated scientifically by the information and the way that, and the process and the way that the study was done. That's part of the problem when you, when people say scientific studies, you know, have shown, well, what kind of scientific studies? Are they a double-blind scientific study? And when it comes to the latest Amazonian miracle berry that people are going to be hawking, you know, yeah. Was it done with a, was the report subjected to a peer review where people who have the scientific credentials to view the claims and to review the claims will tell you whether or not those claims are in and out of line. Right now, all the FDA can do on claims for nutritional supplements is require these manufacturers to have a disclaimer which says these statements have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Right.
And they also cannot claim that their product will cure a disease. They can't claim cure for disease. The FDA used to be able to come down a lot harder on them, but like I said, back in the 70s, they got themselves organized politically and they made the contributions, and Congress gutted the FDA's ability to regulate these things.
Tom Collier, thank you very much for being with us. Have yourself a great day.
You too, Bill.
All right, we have Margaret Regan coming up next with the Buckmaster Show Arts Report presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. That is coming up as we continue on what feels like a Monday but is a Tuesday. It's coming up on 12:45. Stay with us.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including five major roadways. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson, Cold Road Extension to Sabino Canyon Road, and Speedway from Camino Seco to Houghton. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Buckmaster Show on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. I am Bill Buckmaster, and the Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show with Margaret Regan is presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe's specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing in the Interior Design Center at Fort Lowell and Dodge, and at moesgallery.com. And now, here she is, Margaret Regan. Margaret, how are you?
I'm good, Bill. Thanks. How are you?
I'm doing really well. And I want to talk a little bit about your upcoming piece in the weekly, this week's weekly, which will be online probably sometime tomorrow, late tomorrow afternoon, early evening, and, of course, the hard copy at all the usual locations. Your piece about the Desert Initiative, Looking Across the Border. Is this show over at Pima Community College?
Yeah, they have the Luis Carlos Bernal Gallery over there, and it's a wonderful show. It's the opening shot, I guess we'd say, of the whole Desert Initiative, which is going to be a lot of different galleries and museums are participating in this throughout the season, looking at the border through different lenses and through different points of view. This one is called Looking Across the Border, and it has three very talented photographers all taking a different look at the migrant journey up from Mexico and into Arizona. One guy, Alejandro Cartagena, who's a Dominican living in Mexico, he photographs travelers in Mexico, which is a part of the trip that we don't see or hear much about often. And it's a wonderful series of photos from above of these migrant men jammed into the backs of pickup trucks just at the beginning of their journey before they come up to the border.
Well, it's something you know a little bit about. You've been writing about the border for 20 years. You had a book about it, Death of Joceline, which has done very well, still in print. So this show is, and this initiative is close to Margaret Regan's heart.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and interestingly, one of the photographers, David Taylor, I understand, is going to be a visiting artist at the U of A this year. He did a whole project where he got to travel around with the Border Patrol in Arizona and New Mexico and photograph the border journey from a slightly different point of view, you know, that of the border agents out there. And then, of course, the migrants that he saw were the ones whose journey had failed, and they're captives of the Border Patrol. So quite interesting. We see, you know, the Mexican side, the Arizona side, and then there's another guy, Paul Turone, who does stuff right along the border wall.
And in visual arts, we have the Etherton Gallery. They've got a kind of a superstar photog, Danny Lyon, coming to town. Yeah.
Yeah, he's a wonderful photographer. You know, he started his career as a very young guy, a brand new graduate of the University of Chicago. The civil rights movement was just erupting. He was his early 20s, right? He went down to the South and did some of the most iconic and beautiful photographs of the civil rights demonstrations that, you know, just absolutely have stood the test of time. The series we're going to be seeing at Etherton this time is all about motorcycle riders. Quite a different thing. But he's a, you know, just a wonderful black and white, you know, I guess that's getting to be old-fashioned film photographer. So
he's
really
gonna,
looking forward to that.
He will be in town, correct?
Well, he's not coming in town for a month. They're having the opening at the gallery this weekend. But he's also done a documentary movie called Murderers. So he'll be here October 5th when they screen that at the Center for Creative Photography. And then I guess he's got a new book associated with that, and he'll do a signing down at Etherton. But this weekend, this Saturday night, Etherton is having the reception for the motorcycle art.
And speaking of bikers, there's another biker photography show.
Well, Ann Simmons Myers, very well-known local photographer, she heads the photography department at Pima College. So she also has biker photos, and Etherton is running her work simultaneously at the Temple Gallery. So that's kind of nice, you know, a local well-known photographer in one gallery and then the big famous guy in the other gallery, both running on the same subject at the same time.
Okay, so there'll be plenty for all the biker enthusiasts coming up.
Yes, I guess we'll have a crossover audience here, the art lovers and the motorcycle lovers.
Margaret Regan is with us. She's the arts editor for the Tucson Weekly. Margaret Regan on the Buckmaster Show, presented by MoesGallery.com. Four plays are opening this?
Yes.
Wow.
As you can imagine, for me as an arts editor, it's hard to get them all covered by the staff. So.
Yeah.
One thing we're very excited about, the Rogue Theater, which has been around in Tucson for about 5 or 6 years, a very ambitious and serious theater company here, decided this year to have a true theater company in which they signed up about 12 actors who will be performing all of their plays, you know, among the best actors in Tucson, and they're members of the company, and they'll be rotating parts in different plays. So this will be their opening under this new format. And the play they have lined up sounds quite interesting. A very good playwright named Mary Zimmerman, who's I saw a play by her based on the works of Ovid, the Greek poet, some years ago in New York. She's interested in ancient works and revising them into a modern format. And this one is called Journey to the West. She found some well-known epic from China, well-known in China, from the 16th century, and she's bringing it to the stage in Tucson, transformed in a way that we can experience it and understand it. So that should be a very interesting project.
And that's the Rogue?
The Rogue Theater.
Do you know the location for our listeners?
Oh, it's at the historic YWCA at University and Fifth Avenue.
Okay.
Just west of bustling Fourth Avenue.
Invisible Theater has some things coming up.
Yeah, I'm excited about this play. Being a mother myself, their play is Motherhood Out Loud. They have at least 20 writers that got together and contributed sort of playlets to look at motherhood from every possible angle. And it's supposed to be funny and sad. Some very well-known playwrights, Beth Henson, Crimes of the Heart. They have a few male writers because it's also about the children of mothers, the perspective of the children, the mothers, stepmothers. I guess it just looks at motherhood in every way. So that should be very, you know, fun, Motherhood Out Loud. And that's that Invisible Theater over on First Avenue near Speedway.
And that runs September 5th through the 23rd. Then Beowulf Alley Theater, September 6th through the 16th.
Right. They're doing two versions of Hedda Gabler, the classic by Henrik Ibsen. They're doing the regular one, Hedda Gabler, which is, you probably know, a deep and tragic play, and every actress always wants to play Hedda Gabler. It's just an amazing part. And then they're doing a modern version by a guy named Jeff Witte called The Further Adventures of Hedda Gabler. And they're going to be doing those plays on alternate nights. So you can go one night and see the original, and then you can go another night and see what this contemporary playwright has come up with.
And we want to also mention the Tucson Stand Up to Violence Comedy Fundraiser for Emerge. That's a nonprofit that works with survivors of domestic violence at the Fox.
Right.
September the 9th. What's that all about, Margaret?
Well, you know, Emerge is that a lot of the domestic violence shelters and nonprofits sort of got together, converged, I guess we could say, a few years ago in order to better serve the public. And it's an excellent group now called Emerge. So this is a fundraiser for them, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be a comedy show at the Fox on Sunday night. And a well-known comedian named Gary Hood is coming in, but then our beloved local comics, I'm sure you know Fitz.
Oh, yes.
David Fitzsimmons, the cartoonist at the Star. He's a very funny stand-up guy. He emcees a lot of events around town, but very, very funny comedian. And then a local lawyer named Elliot Glicksman, who often does comedy and emceeing with Fitz, and another guy, Nick Sievert. I guess Nick and Elliot had a comedy duo back in the 80s called Bob and Bob.
They're resurrecting it. Got it. We're going to have to go. Margaret Regan, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Bill.
Margaret Regan with the Arts Report on the Buckmaster Show, presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family owned and run since 1985. They're in the Interior Design Center at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. You know, there is so much coming up this fall in Silver City and in Grant County, New Mexico, just 3.5 hours east of Tucson. The Pick-A-Mania, that's a free music festival that is coming up this weekend. And that returns to Silver September 7th, and the 8th annual Gila River Festival, September 13th through the 26th. More information at southwestnewmexico.org. And there's great places to stay over there, including Spirit Canyon Lodge and Wilderness Lodge. Check out Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. Coming up this afternoon, it is the John C. Scott Show from 4 to 5 right here on KVOI. Then, tomorrow morning, 6 to 8, Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. I am Bill Buckmaster. Thanks for tuning in today on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. Have a great afternoon.
KVOI Cortero Tucson and 930 KAPR Douglas, The Voice, Good News Radio Network.